Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Ready, steady, let's hit the beat.
Doing food truck show, and this is the Well Fit Guide to Food Trucks. I'm Evan, and this week I am joined by my co-host on the regular show, Dave.
Hi.
Who's currently shoveling food into his face.
I'm hungry.
Well, we're having a late lunch.
We are having a very late lunch.
Yeah.
Because I felt that, as I said to you when I walked up, I had to filibuster.
Yeah. Considering I normally leave work about an hour from now, so this is going to throw off my whole day. So it better be worth it.
You're going to be in bed by 5.
Probably.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to be soggy.
The opportunity presented itself.
Yes.
We were able to do today. So. And because we missed this week show because you were at Gen Con and I couldn't do last night. So we're making up for it.
We are. So it's kind of a hybrid food truck show mixed with the regular show.
Right.
This week we checked out the Brava truck.
Yes.
The Brava on wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Which we've never been there before. It's kind of a Indian or East Asian inspired, but it's primarily like sandwiches and things like that.
Burritos,
like
it's balls. Fusion.
It's a fusion.
East Asian fusion.
Yeah. Very much an Indian kind of vibe to it. You got the curry bowl.
I did. I got the chicken curry bowl, which is also available in a burrito. But judging off of the size of the bowl that I got, the burrito is probably about 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Just, I had visions of it being about the size of a Chipotle burrito. And I'm simply not that hungry, so. Try not to wolf the Chipotle down.
But
the white rice, got zucchini, carrot, onion, white onion, green onion, chicken, and that's all topped with the curry sauce. Very good. It's a nice mildly spiced curry sauce, but it's not overly offensive. It's a strong smell, but
yeah,
the taste is very mild.
Very fragrant.
Yeah.
I'm a good foot and a half, 2 feet from it, and I can smell it pretty solidly.
Yeah, the bark is much worse than the bite.
Yeah.
So the vegetables are crunchy still, which I can appreciate, especially since it came from a food truck, so I kind of expected it to be. And it's kind of the end of the day for them.
It's the end of the day, and it came quick, so yeah. I doubt it was completely prepared when you ordered.
Right. But everything is still very fresh and tasty. Flavor's good, flavor's there. I especially like the two types of onions in there. I really, really like green onions. I mean, that might be my
really?
Favorite type
okay.
of onion. I'll just snack on them.
Oh, green onions.
Yeah, green
okay.
onions. No, I'll just snack on them.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So to see a generous portion on the top of this is a nice addition. I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Good. I got their roasted lamb sandwich. Which, if you're looking at the ingredients list, it's basically a cheesesteak, like a good cheesesteak, because you've got the roasted lamb, kind of a curried sauce on there, but you've got provolone cheese, onions, and sautéed onions, and peppers. So it's very much like a cheesesteak. But then you have the addition of some fresh greens here. Looks like probably some spinach and some lettuce. And like that curry sauce, which I think is probably the same curry sauce you've got. And again, totally agree with you. Much more bark than bite.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of heat to it, but nothing remotely crazy. But very flavorful, very fragrant.
All very manageable to the Minnesota palate.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't even think the biggest spice would think this is terribly bad.
No. The lamb itself is juicy. Well cooked and tender, and this is an amazing sandwich. Now, I've been to Brava a couple times already.
Huh?
Never had this. What I typically get is the pretzel bun sandwich.
I did see that on the menu. That was pulled pork?
Yeah, it's a pulled pork. Yeah. Pulled pork pretzel bun. And, yeah, just excellent. But this is this rivals that easily. It's on a ciabatta roll, which I think is an underrepresented roll for sandwiches.
I was wondering where you're going with that.
No, I love ciabatta, but you only ever see it on in breakfast places. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's a very usable sandwich bread.
What did I have that was on ciabatta? The problem that the ciabatta suffers in my book is that it suffers the Captain Crunch syndrome, in that it just tears apart the roof of your mouth.
This is very soft. This is extremely soft ciabatta.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, I mean you get the rough stuff. You get the even you know, slightly old, and it's definitely like chewing on fiberglass. Mm-hmm.
Mm. But yeah, you end up with a cut up roof of your mouth.
And that'll be really bad with a spicy something.
Yeah.
Because you're basically pouring salt on your wounds.
Yeah, 4 years ago was when we had
it. So how was your weekend, sir?
It was good. It was good. I'm completely blanking out on what we actually did. No, I spent the weekend on the river. For those longtime listeners, remember last year, we spent our annual weekend on the river, the St. Croix River. That involved a trip to the emergency room.
I remember that. Because you gave yourself stomach ferrets or something.
Yes, stomach ferrets. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
So I was able to get through the entire weekend without hurting myself. we had a nice weekend on the river. You know, the old-fashioned weenie roast or the fire. Because our vegetables are starting to harvest in our garden. Most notably our jalapeno plant. By the way, if you need any, let me know. My God. I made a jalapeno relish. Sweet with a little bit of heat. They're seeded and cored jalapenos, but the jalapenos are the main vegetable in the relish, along with some onion, red bell pepper, a little bit of carrot, apple cider vinegar as the liquid base, and sugar, mustard seed, and fennel seed. Let that bad boy cook for...
Very advanced relish.
It was. Let that bad boy cook for about an hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes or so. And my God, I was looking for things to put it on. It was good dipping chips in it.
Oh, I bet.
Putting on crackers. I made a full batch of it, and there was nothing left. It was very well received by the group. But I was very pleased with that, simply because now I have uses for the abundance of jalapenos that are sprouting in the garden.
Mm-hmm. I bet you that would keep pretty well.
The plan is to jar it.
Yeah.
You know, if we had more, I mean, we simply, to make a full batch that they recommended the recipe, it calls for a full pound of jalapenos. I think I seeded and cored 20 jalapenos, and that got me a quarter of the recipe.
Oh my God.
So it is an all-day process, and we need more jalapenos at that point. So I will probably supplement when we actually jar everything with store-bought jalapenos or just a good quality jalapeno.
Yeah.
If we can get it at a farmer's market or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's a wonderful use. And went on everything. I'm going to use that. I'm going to make dinner tonight. I think I'm going to do kind of like a chicken roll up. I'm going to put the bread on there. It was fantastic. It was just the right amount of heat level. I was very impressed with myself.
Very good.
Explored good old Stillwater. Had brunch, Sunday brunch at the Freight House.
Okay.
Which is nice. It's right there on the St. Croix. Very picturesque. It's nice they do. Remember, before I think it actually became illegal, they used to do beer towers at certain restaurants where they basically fill up this tube with a tap on the end of it. and they set it at the table.
I remember those.
They don't do beer taps there. They do Bloody Mary and Screwdriver.
Yeah, it sounds like a weird thing.
And mimosa taps.
It seems a little, more hardcore than beer.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. So it's kind of a neat feature. Very serviceable for brunch. Nothing outstanding, but if you're in a pinch and there's not a whole lot of brunch offerings in Stillwater, they have much better luck around lunch when the other restaurants open up. But very, very serviceable and a medium price point. So
nice.
Check it out. How was Gen Con?
How was Gen Con? Gen Con was interesting. From a food perspective, it was probably the least adventurous I've been in a long time. Like, I didn't do any of the food trucks.
Really?
I didn't do the farmer's market.
What happened?
I got really busy, and busy doing other stuff. Yeah. And you know, we were staying in a different place, so none of that stuff was on the way anywhere. So...
For you, convenience is everything.
It is. If I gotta walk a block out of my way, even if it's like to get a free car.
Really?
Maybe not a free car.
Okay,
but
bad example. Free burrito?
Free burrito? Yeah, I probably wouldn't walk a block out of my way.
I'm trying to think of something you really love. Like a food.
It would be tricky. But anyway, regardless, I didn't do that. So, you know, I stuck with
bacon double cheeseburger.
We did the steak and shake, because you have to. We were staying in a condo, and it was right above, and I said this before, that we were staying above a kosher hot dog place.
Oh, right.
But apparently, either Google lied, or the hot dog place moved.
Oh, no.
Because we found the hot dog place, and it was a good 2 blocks away from our condo. But what we were above was a pizza place. It was really the perfect location, because above us was a pizza place, and a pretty good pizza place. It looked like one of those places that you'd expect to get, like, the by the slice.
Yeah.
But you could only get the whole pizzas. We thought about asking them to deliver, but we're like, no, we're not going to do that.
Not going to be those guys.
You're not going to be those guys. And then if you're looking at on one side, you've got a liquor store.
Oh, perfect.
On the other side, you've got a donut shop.
That was
so you're starting to understand why we didn't really venture out very far.
Why would you need to?
No.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. And the donut place was awesome because it was square donuts. Like, that was what they were called. They're called square donuts, and they make square donuts.
Did they taste any different?
They were exactly the same. They were good. I mean, I would put them on, like, Krispy Kreme level in terms of that they're that slightly greasy, but still very... they're on the heavier side of donuts.
Like cakey.
Not cakey, but, I mean, these are clearly raised donuts, okay. but they're a little, like I said, a little greasier, a little heavier than, like, a regular raised donut. Very good, though.
Nice.
And they were square, so they packed in the box very well.
Oh, sure.
So there was no jostling around. Exactly.
No waste of space.
No, that is...
Could they get an extra couple of donuts in there?
No, they couldn't get any extra donuts, but they were good-sized donuts. So, I mean, you know, there's very little wasted.
Any unique flavors or anything like that?
No, it was pretty standard. I mean, the closest they had to, like, something really crazy, they had a maple-covered apple-filled donut, which was pretty good.
I would eat that.
It was actually really good. So that was.
I would have my way with that.
That was pretty awesome. I don't know if I talked about this last year, but we went there. We go there for a few days, and then by Sunday night the convention's over, but we don't leave till Monday morning.
Right.
So what we do is we kind of have made it this thing where that's Sunday night is we have a good meal all together. You know, we go out. It's a good solid meal instead of just somebody texting one of us like, "Hey, I'm at Steak and Shake. What do you guys want?"
Whiskey, women, and song.
Not so much women, but the rest of it.
Yeah.
And
plenty of song.
So, and we went there that last year, but this year again we went to Weber Grill.
Okay.
Which is, I think it might be a local chain. It's basically where the Weber grills that you buy, The guy that invented those started as a restaurateur.
I did read that. I've read that somewhere.
So we went there, and I had probably one of the manliest meals I've had since your birthday.
Really?
Yes.
Because that was that's where the high standard is.
That is the high standard. I had their barbecue combo platter.
Okay.
In which case, I got... You can either get two meats or three meats.
Okay.
I just went with the two, because I knew how much I was going to get.
You're watching your figure.
No, I just knew how much I was going to get, and I knew I had to walk home. But I got the brisket.
Okay.
And this was easily a pound of brisket.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and that was one of the two meats. And then I got their pulled pork, which was probably a good half pound of pulled pork. So on top of that, we had... Then you get two sides with it. So I got the coleslaw, because it's coleslaw and I have to. And I got their smoked Gouda mac and cheese.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Then you top that off with pretzel buns with a whipped cheddar butter.
It's too much. Now you're just getting crazy.
Then, to really cap it off, I ordered whiskey sour. It was extremely strong whiskey.
You're lucky you walked home.
And clearly homemade mix, because it was potent. Like it was like I have a high tolerance for sour from years of candy intake.
Yeah.
But this made me this I noticed
your,
this.
Your spree conditioning is what
it's called.
Right,
that's right. It was an amazing meal.
Really?
So I've just explained in detail what I had. How much do you think that would cost here in Minneapolis?
Here in Minneapolis, that's a $27 meal.
Wow, that's actually pretty close. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd I get?
I think it was like 28.
Nice.
Before tip.
I'm very good with
you. You have found that that's one of your few abilities.
Yeah, I have very, very good idiot savant abilities. I can tell you how much something costs.
And when people were born.
And when people were born.
Yeah, that's your two mutant powers.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. And
I would have been happier with the retractable bone claws.
But, you know,
telepathy or ESPN or, you know, anything like that.
Really?
Yeah, I went there.
You went?
Yeah.
Yeah. Such a stupid joke.
I know.
My God.
But, yeah, no, I was blessed with those, too.
Yeah. Like I said, there wasn't much craziness. There's one place. There's a location. It's right next to the Steak and Shake, and it's kind of in this little food stretch. In downtown. Yeah, it's not a strip mall. It's in the middle of downtown, but it's like a series of restaurants all right next to each other.
Okay.
In the Skyways, we have those all the time. All over the place. This, you know, it's Indianapolis, so they don't have Skyways for the most part. At least not to the level we have here. But, so on one side you got Steak and Shake, which has been there pretty much since we've been gone. On the other, on kind of toward the middle and kind of the end of the food area is a Noodles and Company, which has been there for several years.
Okay.
The location in between those two is a different chain every year we've gone. Like last year it was Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay. Which is a staple.
And the Buffalo Wild Wings moved.
Oh, okay.
But whatever. And I remember a few years ago, I think it was a Champs.
Okay.
It used to be a place called Houlihan's.
There's still Houlihan's around.
So that might have been
very,
a chain too.
Very overpriced.
Yeah. Well, this year it was a Dick's Last Resort.
Okay.
Which I did not go into because I have enough dignity. I don't have much. But I have enough dignity not to go to a Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah.
And it falls in that same Ed DeBevick's thing where they like to insult people. I do not understand the appeal of that.
That's not fun to me.
That is not fun.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm right there. And people swear by Dick's Last Resorts. And they swear.
There's one in Mall of America. Yeah.
And they swear by Ed DeBevick's. And it does
at least
nothing
at least
me.
DeBevick's had good food. I've never been to Dick's, so I don't know if the food's any good, but I would doubt it.
If I want dinner at a show, I'm going to go to a dinner show. I don't want to be insulted while I'm eating.
I don't feel.
Because if I have a legitimate gripe about the crappy food that you're serving me, you're just going to think it as a joke.
Yeah. So, no, I did not go, but they did, one of my compatriots did go and bought a $23 margarita.
Was that worth $23?
Well, it came in a novelty thingy.
Oh, well, that's right up here.
And it looked about a half a gallon. So
maybe $23 margarita?
It might have been worth $23, but No, I don't need a margarita that badly.
I don't know if I like margaritas that much.
No.
That badly.
I would have gotten sick of it pretty quick, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So I just find it funny that every year it's a different chain in this location.
The real question is, what will it be next year?
What will it be next? Who knows? I can't think of what would be there. Because there wouldn't be like a TGI Fridays, because those thrive on big parking.
Right.
And there's really, like, you never see like a downtown Fridays or a Chili's.
It's a suburb thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen a down. I've never seen a chain restaurant other than maybe a Buffalo Wild Wings or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why that works is because you have an inherent adult crowd going there.
Yeah.
And places like TGI Fridays or Applebee's or
families.
And families.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, overall it was fine. I did find a soda and candy store that was in between.
That's all that they do.
In between the convention center and the condo.
Okay.
So again, it's all about what's in between where I sleep and where I play.
Yeah. It's a convenience.
It's called Rocket Fizz. They do a lot of their own.
That sounds like something you'd go to.
I know. They do a lot
that
of their
sounds
own
like something
sodas.
You'd open.
They do sell a lot of their own sodas, like their own branded stuff. And there was actually quite a few Minnesota brands there. Spring Grove was represented there. I think it's Gales. It's a root beer based out of Duluth.
Okay.
I think it's Gales. It's something close to that. That was there.
I it's Gael's.
No.
I'm just kidding.
It doesn't even make sense.
I know.
But they also had, like I said, they're all their own brands, and they're all weird brands.
Okay.
And they're like, the flavors were fine, but it was like they had their orange soda. It was called the Nuclear Orange Bomb. And it had a picture of Kim Jong-il on it. Because why not? My favorite, though, and I had to pick this. I had two favorites.
Okay.
One for just, like, why, and the other one for actual flavor. The why one was the Judge Wapner Cola. Now, for those of you who are under the age of 25 or so, Judge Wapner was the original host of People's Court. Yes. And before it became, I think People's Court's still on, but now they got like Judge Judy and Judge Joe Brown, like all these judging shows. So originally, People's Court was the show.
That would require us to be home during
the
day.
I know. And Judge Wapner was the guy, the judge. So it's an odd choice, but I did a little research, and apparently the guy that owns Rocket Fizz, the store, is related to Judge Wapner, like through marriage or something.
I thought Judge Wapner was dead.
Oh, he's dead. Yeah, he's been dead for a long time.
All right.
But he's part of that. Like the guy who owns Rocket Fizz is part of that family.
Okay.
So that's why it's a Judge Wapner cola.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. The other one, the one that I need to track down, and it was the classic situation where we bought it on one day, drank it the next day, and didn't realize how good it was till they were gonna close in like 20 minutes, so we didn't have time to go get more. But it's a Fireman's Brew cream soda.
Okay.
It is probably the best cream soda I've ever had in my life.
That's saying something.
Yes.
Because you've had a lot of soda.
I've had a lot of soda. It's easily top five sodas, period, I've ever had.
This is one of those things we haven't discussed before. But
I know. I don't know if we don't have time to talk about the show.
But we can go into it. Not next week, but we'll go into it maybe the week after.
At some point, yeah.
Wow.
But it was outstanding. Like, ridiculous. Like, I passed it around. Like, around the counter. Like, seriously, you got to try this.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, that is the best cream soda I've ever had in my life.
Is there, like, a certain vanilla type that they're using?
I don't know.
Raw cane sugar?
It was a cane sugar sweetened plus real vanilla.
Okay.
It was really, really good.
Nice.
So, I think it's called Fireman's Brew. We'll put a link in the show notes to it. Because I have to go to the website and order some. Because I know we can't get it here.
I would be interested in giving that a whirl. Because cream soda is one of those sodas that I really like quite a bit. That and orange sodas are kind of my wheelhouse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'd love this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
It's one of those where it tastes almost like it was part of a float.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Son of a...
It's really good. Quick thoughts on Brava Truck.
I enjoyed it. Probably not my favorite.
Okay.
If I had a lineup and all the other ones were full, I'd probably go to it.
Okay.
I have a feeling like my stomach's probably not going to be too happy with me.
Probably not.
But the vegetables were fresh and crisp. The chicken was a little dry, and the rice was... They could have benefited from, instead of a short grain, just standard white rice, maybe using jasmine rice.
Okay.
Just something with a little bit more substance.
Again, we're also getting it at the end of the day.
We are getting it at the end of the day, but the rice was pretty broken and a little, I don't want to say mealy because that makes it sound really, really bad because it was still edible. But I think it would benefit a lot from a different type of rice.
All right, fair enough. My sandwich was great. I really dug my sandwich. Like I said, it's a lamb cheese steak. There's no Game part on. Of that phrase yeah. that is horrible.
That actually should be the way you should start every love story.
Yes, and it was on a really soft ciabatta, so you got all the benefits without the Cap'n Crunch yep. feel, which I think should really make
effect.
That a thing. Cap'n Crunch effect.
Yeah.
That's right. You don't want to be felt. You don't want to be felt by Cap'n Crunch.
Cap'n Crunch mouthfeel?
That just sounds dirty.
Really dirty.
That's taken in the Navy a little too far.
Sorry. Wow, Village People joke.
That's
nicely
right.
done.
Thank you.
Unexpected.
that's how we whirl. I recommend it. Everything I've had there has been good.
Yeah.
So I would say your experience is probably chalked up more to just being late in the day.
Yep.
Try some other try some other things. And
give her a whirl.
Exactly. Quick final note. On my Facebook page yesterday, I had made a mention that I'd seen a picture of I think it's called Bull Rush Distillery. They do a Pacific rum with a cover of the Pacific Rim.
I saw that.
Yeah, you saw it.
Yeah.
And I mentioned in the post, I had said, does anyone think this is at Serdix? The local liquor store. And Serdix actually went and researched the distillery to see if they could get it.
Nice.
I never actually asked them. I just mentioned them in passing.
Yeah.
And they went and researched it. They're like, we checked their website. They don't have any local distributors, so we can't help you out.
Damn it.
That's
the one
but I'm like, that's awesome. I never requested. I just made sure I tagged them in the post.
Yep.
And they did the homework. I'm like, that was cool. So
I've had a similar experience with Serdix where they did the research and figured out that they couldn't get it.
Mm-hmm. So apparently, I want to say it's Bull Rush Distillery. It's based out of Portland.
Okay.
So if we have any Portland listeners
Portlandites.
That want to smuggle me a bottle of this rum, I will make it worth your while.
You might want to put us down for two.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed that movie.
That's right. You did finally see
twice.
It. Twice. Oh, wow.
Twice. I saw it the first day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. 3D.
Yeah, so did I.
And at the nice theater, the boozy theater.
Oh, the boozy theater. Yeah. I didn't see the boozy theater.
Yeah.
So anyway, again, thank you guys for listening. Next week, the big state fair show.
Super Bowl, homeboy.
It's my
playoffs. It's my.
Now, have you already been? Because it's been.
It opens tomorrow.
Oh, it opens tomorrow.
No.
Okay.
But I am going tomorrow.
I figure you, of all people, would have like the secret inn where you go like the night before.
Strangely enough, the trip with you falls right between all of my visits. So
okay,
I'll have a flavor of what is what I've had, mm-hmm. what I need to have, have mapped out for us well. And oh my God, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
So that's next week. So
yes,
stay tuned
is.
For that.
Yeah,
anyway,
buddy.
As always, thank you guys for listening. Check us out on iTunes. Facebook.com/WellFitGuideToLife, Foursquare.com/WellFitGuideToLife, and Twitter.com/WellFitGuideFPG. And thank you very much. See you next week. I don't want to go back to work, so I'm going to stretch this out as long as I can. I gotta go.
I gotta meet a guy about a thing.
Okay.